talk.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. So. What's new?
Nothing.
Okay. How was the Christmas party?
Merry Christmas! Grimtastic.
Grimtastic.
There was more crim than you knew what to do with.
Alright.
Yeah? Good turnout?
Yeah. Nobody got in a fight.
Nobody got...
Just the right amount of people.
Yeah.
Did anyone get bitten or headbutted?
No.
Sweet.
Christmas. What? What did you say, Kurt?
I said sweet.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
How'd the barbecue meatballs turn out?
Ooh, they're real good.
All right.
They were meatballing.
All right.
They were full of meat.
Meat? A large half of a 6-pound bag. There's only 5 left.
Nice.
Nice.
5 meatballs, not 5 pounds.
I'll need a 6-pound bag of meatballs.
You guys had some real carnivores show up.
That's a real carnivore. That was a
I dragged Mike to Costco beforehand, and he hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
Miss Miracle.
It was very funny.
Mike took me to Costco once so I could buy an air conditioner.
That took you where?
Costco. You had a membership or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
That was, must have been a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like 07, 06?
I did not have a membership to Costco.
Yeah. I remember. It was when Sean McKeever was in town for some reason. We were going to record the Crankcast in my place with him there. But it was really hot, so I went and bought an air conditioner.
Who was here?
Sean McKeever.
And you bought an air conditioner for him?
Well, I bought an air conditioner because the apartment was hot, but I figured if there were going to be like 3 people in one room, it probably should be cooler than it was.
That was sweet of you.
Well, it wasn't completely unselfish. I mean, it cooled my apartment down. But anyway, Costco. Ooh. So, I need to find a wireless Wi-Fi camera.
A camera?
A camera.
A camera.
A camera obscura. Well, not actually not a camera obscura, but anyway.
A security camera?
Yeah, but I need to find one on a budget, and I tried buying one, and I just had a completely unsatisfying experience because it wouldn't connect to my Wi-Fi network at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find one that I don't have to sign up for a third-party app to use. Like, I can just have a client on my computer that interfaces with it and records the stuff and all that, you know? Mm. Which is seems to be difficult, too.
Mm.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I fiddled with this thing for, like, an hour and a half, and it's supposed to be, like, a 30-second setup. You know? And just no matter what I would do, it would never connect to my network. So I got to send it back. But I need to, because you remember I was telling you about my parking problems on the street?
Yeah.
Well, now I got, since the driveway is empty, I've got somebody that backs all the way up into my driveway with a fairly large vehicle. And they've been driving in my grass and, like, killing it.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I suspect it's one of two people. But I'm trying to get footage of it so I can actually go to the right person for one thing. And also, so when they say, I didn't do that, I say, yeah, you did. But, yeah. I had high hopes. This camera got good reviews, but I don't know what. It just wouldn't work for me. Security cameras are pretty damn cheap these days, though. So, I mean, it's easy to try them out. You know? This thing was only like $30, $33, something like that. Which would have been a great deal if it worked. As is, not so much. Anyway.
Well, I guess you gotta resort to old-fashioned stakeout.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Security camera would have been a lot easier because I could have just set it on and reviewed the footage later.
Mm-hmm. Time to make a thermos of soup.
What? Oh, thermos of soup. Gotcha.
Isn't that like classic stakeout food?
But yeah, you also have to have a camera on a tripod, like between the slit of some curtains, you know?
In a 12-pound bag of meatballs!
Hell yeah, you need the meatballs, man. That keeps you going. Anyway.
And a 37-pound bag of meatballs.
37-pound bag of meatballs?
37 pounds of meatballs!
That's a lot of meatballs. That is a Costco buy.
I like getting six-pound bags of meatballs, but you get a pound free because you bought six of them.
So they just have random pound bags floating around? Random pound bag. That's my autobiography.
75 pounds of meatballs!
Holy crap, it's getting worse. It's growing. Hey, Addison, I have an InDesign question for you.
Okay.
So, say you've got your stuff laid out, right? And you want to output it, like, specifically like a comic book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to output it so that the pages are all singles, not doubled up. Like, you want to separate spreads, I guess, essentially, right?
Yep.
But you still want your double page spreads to show up as one page.
Nope.
You can't do that in InDesign?
Wait, you want that to happen?
Yeah, I don't want the actual spreads to be separated.
Okay.
Do I have to make a secondary master page that's actually bigger?
The way you do it is you lay out all your single pages.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make the whole document double page spreads.
Okay.
Make single pages, single pages. And then when you get to the double page spreads, make those as a spread.
Okay, so I can still use the same single page master and just make it a spread there. And what, tell it not to shuffle, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then when you export it, you tell it to export as spreads. And it'll keep all those single pages as single pages, but then when it comes to the spreads, it'll export them as double page spreads.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
Yeah.
No problem. I was trying to figure it out, and I couldn't. I found a lot of information about how to, you know, do the opposite of what I wanted to do, but I couldn't really figure out how to. Aside from, like, I mean, I know I could have inserted, like, a, say I'm working on 8.5 by 11 or whatever. I could have inserted an 11:17 page in there, but that seems like a kind of a weird way to do it. You know?
No, if you just drag that page up and you have the, you're right. It's like the don't shuffle or whatever setting. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
When you click the pages and select it, it'll just drag it and snap it to the other page.
Okay. I, for the first time in my career as a letterer, I've actually had to start generating letter proofs with a template around them that have page numbers and stuff.
Oh, weird.
I've never bothered before because it seemed like an extra step that would waste time and I don't usually have a lot of time, you know. Yeah. But these people really wanted it, and I'm like, okay. So I designed up a thing, and I laid it out in InDesign, but right now I'm having to output it as two-page spreads so I can keep the spreads together, you know. Mm-hmm. But it looks weird on the single pages, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll try that. And there we go. Tech talk. Or tech tips, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
For all you fine people out there working on your own, trying to figure out InDesign.
It is a mysterious beast, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff in there, and I can do basic stuff and fumble my way around just to get something assembled to put something out, or like if somebody sends me a file, I can check stuff out, you know.
Yeah. But, I like it for when I'm doing when I'm making prints.
Yeah.
If I'm doing like art prints, I can just throw the file into InDesign and add all the borders I need.
Huh.
And export the PDF to like send to whoever, you know, FedEx or whoever is doing my prints.
Yeah.
And I just like it because it ensures you know what you're getting versus sending someone, you know, the PSD file or whatever, the TIFF, and being like, oh, I want to have this size border.
Makes sense. I tend to do, you know, if I'm doing design work or layout work like that, I just do it as single pages in Illustrator, or sometimes I'll use multiple artboards in Illustrator and then export a multi-page PDF or something. Yeah.
I like it in InDesign because then I can go and say, like, I realize I missed something in the original art.
Right.
I can just go in and fix that and then relink it.
Makes
sense.
And
I always have that print file.
Yeah, it's for me, it's just always been one of those things where it's I'm comfortable working one way, so that's the way I do it. I never had to really explore InDesign all that much beyond just basics of troubleshooting stuff or getting a basic layout done or something. You know? So, anyway.
Well,
maybe this will encourage me to explore InDesign further.
You need a 7-pound bag of meatballs.
Oh, finally, we're getting back down to reasonable amounts.
That is the other thing that you want when working in design.
7 pounds of meatballs?
Yeah. They don't tell you that in the tutorials.
Is there like a... Does it have to be like Italian style, home style, Swedish?
Italian style. Well, the meatballs themselves are Italian style. Whatever sauce you put on them changes that style, I guess.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, you know, still, if you were using like a home style meatball, it would be probably different from an Italian style meatball.
Yeah.
You need 7 pounds of meatball.
What's the difference between a home style meatball and an Italian style meatball?
Very home style.
Seasoning, I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, they probably both have some sort of like egg and bread based binder type thing to them, I imagine.
Oh yeah.
But probably, like, yeah, the Italian seasoning would have, well, you know, Italian seasoning, whatever, oregano and whatnot in it, where the home styles might just have, be more like what you do with meatloaf or something.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
But ultimately, you probably don't notice the difference in taste too much once it's all been soaking in sauce in a while, for a while.
Well, sauce to...
Especially when it's been soaking all day and you get those like the sauce starts concentrating and reducing and it gets all like extra bitter and shit. Well, I don't know if it does with barbecue sauce, but it does with like tomato sauce. And you get these nice really sharp flavors to it.
Yeah. Put some diced white onion in there.
Woo!
Flavor!
We're going to Flavor Town, baby.
Oh, when I made it the next day, because I made meatballs 2 days in a row, I had two things going. The next day, I used Thai chili sauce with the barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah?
That was damn good.
Is that the, like, the chili garlic kind of
stuff? Like the, yeah, it's like the one that it's advertised as being used for chicken. It's always, like, chicken on the bottle.
Green lid? Like pretty plain clear bottle with a green lid?
Green lid.
And there's like a picture of a chicken on the outside? And...
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, I've used that on,
Sweet.
I got a recipe from Phil Hester a long time ago for making pork chops where the glaze you put on the pork chops is made out of honey and the, like, chili, garlic, Thai stuff, you know?
Job.
And then you actually marinate the pork chops overnight in applesauce. Or not applesauce, but apple juice. And then you glaze them and you throw them on the grill for a second to give them some marks and then bake them or whatever after that. I usually skip the grill just as I don't really care about the marks. They turn out pretty tasty, though. They got that nice mix of sweet from the honey and a little bit of bite from the chili garlic, and then you really, like, taste the apple juice on the inside, along with the pork. It's good stuff. Anyway. I'm trying to think, was there much cleanup there after the party?
Mike did all of it. You came in the next day, right?
Yeah.
Once we kicked everyone out for the evening, we did a nice sweep. Not a literal sweep, but a figurative sweep.
Make sure there weren't any, like, hobos sleeping in the corner, stuff like that?
No, just to, like, get stuff a little tidy. Like, small stuff.
Yeah.
Man, but this new studio cleans up quick.
Wait, did you guys move?
No.
We rearranged.
Oh, okay.
We transformed.
I didn't see anybody post any pictures from the party.
I don't think there are that many pictures taken.
What happens if the party stays at the party?
We're living in the moment.
Pics or it didn't happen?
I guess it didn't happen.
That was not a happening scene. But, yeah.
I need a 27 pounds meatballs.
What are you doing, Mike?
This was the song that Mike was singing the whole way to and from Costco.
Busy, man. I got shit to do.
What are you doing, man?
Everything.
Mike's a busy man.
I leave on Friday.
Right. Oh, yeah, the California Odyssey.
Well, we go to Iowa first.
Oh, that's right.
We go to Iowa, and then we come back on Monday. Then we leave on Tuesday, on Christmas Eve. So I'm sure there'll be no problems with traveling.
Oh, none at all. None. Smooth sailing all the way, man. And
then we come back on New Year's Eve.
Same thing. You won't run into any problems there. Everybody's already going to be busy doing stuff. So why would they need to be on the road?
It's going to suck.
Yeah, well, it could suck.
So I'm trying to get stuff done.
I hear you.
I'm just not feeling it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You understand how I'm not feeling it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just want to turn the car around, go back home.
Well, that's my thing.
Yeah. I got a little bit of stuff straightened up over the weekend.
I don't believe that.
Although I still have a ton of boxes in my living room waiting for the last part that I need to put the damn computer together, which of course is the motherboard, the one thing I can't do without. Like, if they would have sent me the motherboard and the other stuff and left off the case, I could at least test it stuff, you know? Just set up a test bed. But no. So I've got boxes and boxes of junk. My taxes are going to look good this year, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all work-related stuff.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. What else is new? Man, the New Year's coming up already. I worked a lot this year, and whenever I do that, I totally lose track of time.
No, you lose... It doesn't take anything for you to lose track of time.
That's not true. I'm usually pretty good unless I got a lot going on.
Oh, you can just, yeah, sure.
Right, okay. Anyway.
Want to get their health insurance?
That was up on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Open enrollment. Although, if you've still got a change of case where your finances change or something major happens, you can enroll in other times. Pardon?
A QLD.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know. I mean, I guess you can still get insurance outside of open enrollment, but it's a penalty?
You have to go through, like, I don't know, say you want, like, Blue Cross or something, you have to go through Blue Cross directly, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it's just a marketplace that's got the open enrollment or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could still go in August or whatever and go to a broker or something and get insurance, right? I guess. I don't know. I've never tried to do it that way.
I think it's definitely a lot easier to kind of, like, jump in when you want when you're a freelancer. Because you can just be like, my income changed.
Yeah.
And then just sign up if you really needed to.
I do know that when I was comparing the plans on the marketplace, they went up again this year, and the deductibles went up, and the what you were actually getting for everything went down.
It also... Well, I mean, it also just depends on, like, what's, you know, what's up with you, where you're at in life. Because everything went down for me.
Oh, really?
I got, like, I mean, I was able to get, like, a plan for, with the tax rebate, it brought the plan that I chose down to $45 a month.
Okay. Was I, like, a...
I have a $0 deductible.
That's crazy for 45 a month.
And an out-of-pocket maximum of, like, a little over $1,000.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and I didn't have that up until this point. I think it's just because I got out of that, like, that age range where you're still, like, a risk liability because you're, do dumb shit.
True. I don't need...
And they're like, you don't do dumb shit anymore. And you seem pretty healthy.
I'm not asking for specific numbers, but did your income go up or down from last year?
Because
I could have knocked you into another bracket, too.
I think it went up.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Well, I think... I can't remember what I adjusted.
It's that thing, like, this happened to me a couple of years ago. I was right on that break point where I was eligible for Medicaid, and then I made, like, $200 more or something like that, and I wasn't anymore.
When I went to apply last year, they said I was eligible for Medicare.
Probably Medicaid, actually.
And that my state would contact me. Months went by, and finally I got something in the mail super late, saying you're not eligible for Medicare according to your state. You now need to sign up for a marketplace plan by this date. And that date had already passed by that time that thing had come in the mail.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
cool. So I just didn't get health insurance that year because it was just such a runaround.
Yeah. When they switched it on mine, they switched it like well after the open enrollment date. But because they did that, I was able to still enroll.
No.
I'm so cold now.
And yeah, I always have problems getting answers out of my state anyway, like getting timely answers from them or anything.
Yeah.
There were a couple of years when I was on Medicaid or still eligible for Medicaid when they just never sent me anything and I had to actually like call them to confirm that I was still on an insurance plan. I'm like, and I know they were doing something for a while where I must have ticked a checkbox somewhere that told them that they could just go ahead and look at my IRS stuff every year without me having to do anything. Because for a few years they were just like auto re-upping me, but not actually telling me that or sending me anything. Yeah. It was real strange. And then, yeah, that last year when they finally kicked me off, That's where I was. It wound up being like I made like $800 or $1,000 over the breakpoint. And it was just weird because I was like, by the time I spent the money on insurance then for the new marketplace plan that I had to join, I was poorer than I was, you know, before, kind of thing. Like I would have, that put me back under the thing, but it doesn't count for that, you know. But the money I spent would have put me back under what it was before. Like, anyway, yeah, but then the past couple of years, the rates have gone up every year, and the policies have gotten worse. Because, the cheapest things I saw were, like, terrible bronze packages.
Oh, yeah.
With like, $8,000 or $9,000 deductibles. Which I'm not even sure how they get to that, because I think by the ACA's rules, you were only supposed to have a maximum out of pocket of, like, $7,950 or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like my old plans I used to look at, like old silver plans in the past years, had like deductibles in that like 2,000-3,000 range.
Yeah, it starts getting better when you get on like towards the silver packages and stuff.
Yeah.
It just gets
super low this year for some reason. I don't know what's special about this.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy to have health insurance again so I can go check and see if anything is wrong with me.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And also so you can feel a little less like you're doing something stupid when you're doing something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like hopping on a skateboard or something.
Whenever I'd be helping friends with, like, little, like, home projects. Like, I really hope I don't saw through my hand right now.
Yeah, that would be really unfortunate without insurance.
Yeah.
But with insurance, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't catch that. But that's okay. So I've kept up my streak of watching Christmas movies.
Yeah?
Mostly Christmas romance movies, of course.
I watched The Christmas Spirit.
Which one was that?
It's a David Dakota movie. He's the guy that made Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bolorama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's this one called?
He's also directed The Ginger Dead Man.
I think I've seen that, too. What's the one you watched called?
He's made many, many movies. What's that?
What's the one you watched?
This one's called The Christmas Spirit.
And what's his name?
David Dakota.
What a star-studded cast.
He's directed many, many movies.
I am trying to find it. The Christmas Spirit, huh? Oh, there it is. I watched a Fred Olen Ray. Is that how his name goes?
Yeah, Fred Olen Ray.
Yeah, I watched one by him. A Christmas romance movie, I guess. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it's weird. They both make family-type movies now, which is strange, considering Dakota started out and still dips his toe in every once in a while making gay porn.
And slime bull-a-ramas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, Fred Olen Ray did shit like the, what was that one, the Star Slammer and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did some other, like, sci-fi and horror stuff, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, none of it's terrible. I mean, it's
none of it's good.
It's got, like, a certain level of just, it's watchable.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. One thing I really come to a conclusion on is most of these is actually Lifetime is making probably better ones than Hallmark Channel now. Most of the ones I've been watching are Lifetime.
You should know the difference.
Well, I mean, the differences are subtle, but
I should know the difference.
But yeah, not invariably. By and large, these movies are all incredibly white.
Yeah?
Yeah? Really?
It's very strange, though. I'm running out of them. Well, I'm running out of ones that they, you know, give you for free.
You're going to have to start paying for them.
Yeah, and I don't think I really want to pay for them. Because most of these movies, just they're not that good.
Really?
They're not good enough to pay for. I don't know. I thought I'd be done by now, but I can't seem to stop watching them as long as I find them. Although I have avoided most of the super religious ones.
Super religious?
Yeah. There's, you know, some... If it says faith and spirituality in the descriptor somewhere, chances are it's going to be pretty, pretty preachy.
I've been wanting to...
You've been wanting to what? Yeah, are we going to do an unboxing?
No. I've been threatening myself to watch Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Yeah, that came up. And I'm like, at first I thought it, just by the title, I was like, oh, maybe this is like a comedy or something. And I read the description, I'm like, no, it's him talking about why Christmas is still a religious holiday and should be a religious holiday. It's like an anti-war on Christmas movie or something. So, I don't know. But, I mean, although I've watched an abnormally large amount of... Mormon romance movies.
What? How are you finding Mormon romance? What is a Mormon romance movie?
I've actually found them very accidentally. I just watched them because they were a romance movie in the description. They didn't say they were Mormon romance movies, but then I get like halfway through and I'm like, oh shit, that's another Mormon romance movie. Like I watched one about he was kind of a Texan cowboy kind of Mormon.
As
you
do.
And he got sent to the Mormon temple in England and fell in love with an English woman who I guess was also a Mormon.
There's Mormon temples in England?
And apparently they just send you around to them if you're a Mormon, I guess. I don't know how this works exactly.
I assume that was a purely American thing.
Yeah, there's foreign Mormon.
Mormons. Foreign Mormons.
Yes. And the weird thing is that they're less... The Mormon romance movies seem less kind of overtly religious to me than the other Christian movies that I've seen. Yeah. I mean, they do mention, like, living the Mormon lifestyle and following values and, you know, faith-based stuff, but, like, they're not all super up in your face, obvious about it. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, and I don't know. Like I said, it's always accidental. I don't mean to watch a Mormon movie. Although I still... Wasn't there a...
Oh, no. You mean to watch it!
Well, you know, I mean, there's people that probably set out to watch Mormon movies.
I didn't mean to watch it. I'm so sorry.
Did I actually... No, I never told you that I also accidentally wound up in a Christian metal band. Did I?
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I mean,
accidentally.
I didn't know it was Christian when we were doing it.
Yes, you did.
It wound up being a Christian metal band.
No, it didn't. You knew.
No.
It's often so hard to understand what lyrics they're singing.
Well, I mean, again, the lyrics weren't. They were, you know, spiritual. Like, you know, you're reading literature that's not religious but still philosophical. You know. But they the lyrics, I guess, applied over into being spiritual. I don't know. It was strange. Accidentally religious. I don't know how that happens.
All the songs are about Narnia.
I think there is a metal band called Narnia, isn't there?
Are they a Christian metal band?
No, I think they're just a, you know, elk metal or something. Like.
What? Elk metal?
Yeah, you know, like the...
No, I don't! That's why I just said elk metal?
That barbarian fantasy stuff.
elk metal.
So
explain that term.
I don't know how to.
Elk metal?
I like the name. I don't know the music. Elk metal?
That's what I just said.
Elk. Like the deer. Elk.
Like the
elk.
Thing with the big antlers. An elk, you know?
Elks with antlers. I got you. Elks.
Yeah, elks.
Elf.
Elf metal?
Elf metal. It's alien metal, actually, yeah. No,
and he was like, we're going to choose the most non-Christian fantasy man we can think of. Elf. Narnia.
Yeah, anyway. And apparently elk metal is not actually a thing.
Just made it up?
No, it was something I remember friends saying in a joking way a long time ago, and it always just stuck. I had a friend that would say, he'd say elk metal, and he'd put his hands up by his head like they were antlers. You know?
So you just made up a whole thing and made me think that it was real.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it wasn't real.
I only get Etsy shops when I look up elk metal.
How did you find out it wasn't real, then?
I tried Googling elk metal.
Oh.
I get a lot of metal elk metal wall art. People making, metal elks.
Metal elks.
Does anybody else think that, whenever they needed a name for Fallen Order, they just went to a metal generator?
A name for what?
Everything in Fallen Order sounds like a metal band.
Really?
Is he saying Law and Order?
Cordova.
Mushbloom?
Electro. Durasteel.
Mushbloom?
Dolomite.
Zeppo is the worst name.
Dunium.
Zeppo. Fucking hate Zeppo.
Zeppo?
Duralium.
Like
they're talking about video games.
Like
you don't know anything about video games.
I thought he was talking about Arnold Zeppo.
No, he's not.
Orichalc? Has he smelt?
All right, I like that.
Impact extrusion. No?
No.
I wanted to play.
No, you're
Arcatron.
Not. You don't get to play.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all. So,
red plum,
BD1.
Shut up.
BD Wong.
Two Wong Fu.
Cow.
I guess I'm just not gonna be able to play. Anyway. And
Rocka. Wait, did Rocka ever exist? No, Rocka was here, right?
Also,
Rocka, planet of shipbreakers.
Also, thanks to you guys ruining Dean Cain for me, I that really knocked out a bunch of my Christmas movies. So.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Second sister.
Oh, I did go watch the. I just watched a clip on YouTube with Tom Welling, part of the crossover.
Did it make you happy?
It was kind of nice, yeah.
Purge Trooper.
He looks older than he should.
Doesn't he?
I think so. I mean, considering how I was just saying how people like Mario Lopez and what was it? Fields? The girl who played Tootie.
Kim Fields.
Like, she looks really young, man.
She's
not.
Firmly 42. A firm 42.
Tom Welling that old? I thought he was in his 30s.
No.
That means he's not much younger than I am.
Howling Push.
Why are you still doing that?
Howling Puss?
Yeah.
That's like a cat, right? I don't know. Anyway. Whatever.
Cameron Bongan!
What are you doing?
What is he doing? Is he being a bellend?
Jedi Fallen Order, Mickey.
I keep thinking you're talking about the Law and Order TV show.
Cameron Crowe.
No.
Whatever.
Grease.
All right. Do we have any email?
Grease.
Grease like gray?
Yeah.
Elefante, e gris, e grande.
Henrik from Denmark wrote in.
Darth Vader.
Meat.
That would be a pretty cool delegate.
Henrik writes, hi, Crank Mike, and other festive comic folk.
Hi, Henrik.
First of all, I want to wish Crank and his cast a very belated birthday.
Thank you.
I once again found myself battling the procrastination monster where I would keep putting off writing and only to see a new episode come out, which I, of course, had to listen to first and so on.
It's a vicious cycle.
I will keep the TV talk short and just say Watchmen has been a very pleasant surprise. And that The Mandalorian has got to be one of the best things to come out of the Star Wars universe since forever.
Oh. I enjoy it.
I obviously haven't seen either.
It's no Last Jedi, but it's a solid show.
What's with the Baby Yoda?
There's a Baby Yoda.
The Baby Yoda.
I mean, is it actually Yoda?
No.
It can't
well,
be.
Well, you know. Could be.
It's a 50-year-old baby.
15-year-old baby. 50-year-old
baby.
50-year-old baby.
Oh, it's Mike.
Shut up. That was good.
That's Mike like 3 years ago.
Also, I hate you.
Come back to Crank.
Shut up. Dick.
It's very fun.
I like Mandalorian. Watchmen's very good. All right. Also, season 4 of The Expanse was just released, and it's a great hard science fiction show. Everyone should watch it on Prime Video, except for Mike.
Why except for you?
I just put that on there.
Oh. Yeah, I've been saving that one up for when I run out of Christmas movies.
Everybody here likes that except for me. I haven't seen any of it. Just a short email this week. I hope you all have a joyous Yuletide and Happy New Year. Henrik from Denmark.
You too. I saw a picture he posted the other day on Instagram, and it was really pretty. Like, lots of Christmas lights and snow and stuff.
So
if we took over the Crankcast and just talked about an episode of Expanse once a week, would everybody except Mike be down for that?
Why don't you start your own podcast?
Because you already have the viewership.
If we just started our own podcast and then killed the Crankcast.
I'm not against any of these things that you're saying.
Well, Mike, if your whole point is not to be... Never mind. Whatever. Although we could start dedicating a portion of the Crankcast to the Expanse talk.
The Expanse Minute.
Yeah, since we don't have Ryan around for sports talk. Yeah.
Except the problem with the Expanse is it just keeps expanding.
Right, so it starts as a minute.
But... We should call Ryan one of these days and actually catch up. See things, how things are going in Browntown.
Don't like that name.
Okay, now, on that note, one of the...
We're going with Browntown, huh? Okay.
You want to do it?
On that note, eh?
On that note, one of the worst names I've ever heard for a sandwich is the Hot Brown.
I agree.
Yeah, that's not...
That's a terrible name for a sandwich. It's not a bad sandwich, but that's a terrible name for a sandwich.
Do they serve that over there since you guys are close to Kentucky?
Hot Browns?
Yeah.
Is that a regional thing?
The only time I've ever heard of it was in Louisville. I think it's like their specialty.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I mean, they serve them in some places here, around here.
Yeah. I've never seen one on a menu up here.
I think they've got it in a German restaurant here. Like the Hofbräuhaus. Not the Hofbräuhaus. That was in Chicago, wasn't it?
That's pretty fascinating. That
place is gone.
Oh.
Hot brown. That sounds gross.
It does sound
gross. Hot brownie. That sounds delicious.
So.
I see. Yeah.
I guess we should go with Brownie Town then.
Brownie Town?
Brownie Town is. That sounds like the best place.
I want to be in Brownie Town.
Yeah.
We fixed
it. We should go there now.
Brownie Town. Hey, do you guys remember that somebody put out a TV safe version of the 300 trailer, like as a parody? Back when that movie came out, 2007 or whatever. And there was a part of it where he says, "Tonight we dine in heck." And then another time when he's grabbing that guy, he says, "This is Cake Town." And then there's cakes everywhere.
Like, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. Brownie Town.
Brownie Town.
I'm sure Brownie Town's probably got a lot of hot browns going on, though. I mean, new baby and all.
No.
Anyway. Was that all from Henrik?
No.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for writing, Henrik. Was there anybody else, Mike?
That was it. Oh. I hate everything.
You do hate everything. I really don't know what's going on here now. Is there a new Doctor Who Christmas special this year?
No!
I don't know. I don't care. Why would you bring that up to me?
I was bringing that up to the room.
No, the room.
No! Jeez. Josh has some feelings about it. Dead.
Oh, she's dead?
Yeah, they killed her.
Oh.
What? Yeah, what?
What?
She used her last revive.
Regeneration?
To bring happiness to the children.
Did they, she would have been the last by the old canon, right?
No, they blew past that a while ago.
No, Matt Smith was supposed to be the last, and then they granted him an extra set of lives.
They re-infused him with energy from...
The Master?
No, from... in fact, I can't think of the name of it.
Gallifrey?
Gallifrey, thank you. There's like a crack through to Gallifrey, and so all the Time Lords in Gallifrey like shot their energy through the crack. It cracked down.
They took him to Brown Town.
See, we made it work.
I'm having problems remembering the Matt Smith parts. So he was the 13th then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I always got confused because I didn't know if they counted Paul McGann. No, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was Paul McGann, wasn't it?
That counts.
I count.
Do you?
My least favorite.
One, two, three. Sorry, your least favorite doctor is what?
Mike Norton.
It took me a long time to warm up to Sylvester McCoy. When he was new, I didn't like him at all. But then I went back and rewatched a bunch of his episodes, like, as an adult later. It was pretty good.
So?
He had a good companion. Ace was, Ace. You know, she was Ace's. Okay, then.
Guys, can we switch all the reviews for Cats with the new reviews for Star Wars? And have people being like, fuck, this new Star Wars is way too horny.
Yes, please.
People are worried about Cats being
horny? Or that Cats has a slavish devotion to the original.
All right, anybody got anything in stores this week?
No. I'm sad.
Everyone go see my movie, Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker.
Rise of the Skywalker?
Okay.
I know what's rising.
Mojo?
I mean, technically, they're all Skywalkers.
Because that movie is too horny.
Yes, yes it is. I have a Rick and Morty 57 in stores this week that I ordered. It's, yep.
Is it horny?
It's too horny, actually.
Hey, right, Rick and Morty 57, too horny.
It's too horny.
Much too horny.
Reviews are in.
Me so horny.
Nope.
Nope. Hard pass.
Nope. Probably won't be seeing it until...
So you get to Skywalker Ranch?
Well, I'm being in California, so
right.
Don't know exactly where I'd be, so I haven't reserved any tickets. So.
Oh, I forgot. This issue of Rick and Morty that's out this week actually takes place in a universe that has a Rick and Morty con. So they're running around a con with a bunch of Rick and Morty cosplayers.
Oh, I saw Kyle was in it.
I like that.
Yep. And Mark, I think, is too. But, yeah, so. All right, then. I guess that's it for this week.
Let's do they have psychic sex with dragons?
No.
Nah, I'm out.
Too horny.
Not horny enough.
Not horny
Sean
enough.
Only watches horny things.
Yeah. Sean's really disturbing with how...
Like rhinoceri and bulls?
Basic Instinct 5.
All of it.
Basic. Sure.
He's down with all of it, man.
50 Shades of Sean.
No, that's not horny.
Is that not horny? It seemed to make a lot of house. Seemed to make a lot of housewives horny.
Suburban horny. Mm.
So you're not down with the housewife horny. You need like a feline horny.
Yeah. Awaken. New feelings.
Okay, I feel like I've stepped into some weird territory here. Or possibly stepped into a hot brown, I'm not sure.
Really not cats.
They put that song in the new Cats.
Whole New World?
Yeah.
Okay. It's much better than Cats.
You're going to see it again and again?
I will.
I laughed. I cried.
All right, then. So, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com.
Who cares?
Great. Battlepug.com? I don't know what's going on here.
Nobody cares.
Mike is just... That's
fucking
rude, dude.
You all right, Mike?
Rude, dude.
No.
Well, okay. So over the next week, if you happen to be in California, go ahead and hunt Mike down.
please do.
I mean, I literally go ahead and hunt Mike down. Like, not just find him.
Oh, West Coast, baby!
Put me out of my misery.
Rumble West Coast, baby!
Mike Norton is the most dangerous game.
I am.
I'll be out there too.
You're not gonna be in California.
You're going as far west coast as you can.
Yeah.
You're going past the coast.
Yeah. Going to the other west coast.
Sean's going to Hawaii.
Sweet.
Western
coast. He's going to Hawaii and he's never coming back.
Well, and I'm gonna be on the west coast too.
Yeah, you're gonna be like hundreds of miles away. I'm not going up there. Julie didn't like it up there, which bugs me because I did.
She didn't go to the right places.
Up where?
San Francisco
Bay Area.
Right on. I left my heart in San Francisco.
You should go.
Never been there.
No, I've never been there.
You should go get that back. You should. Left that there.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to ship it to you when I'm there?
Probably should, because, you know, I think the storage rates are going up. And...
Oh, yeah.
I could be an Uber driver there, because I played Watch Dogs 2. I know everywhere.
You're going to be severely disappointed in the layout.
Okay. I'm all about it. I did walk my ass all over the place, though. So, and I took a bus tour, so.
Ooh, the bus tour, huh?
Pretty much an expert now.
I am an expert. I'm a genius, and I know everything. Who cares?
Right. Who cares? On that note, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.